This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Dan Boyce. Colorado COVID-19 hospitalizations remain relatively high compared to earlier this year. Here's CPR health reporter John Daly.
There are now 145 people hospitalized with the coronavirus. That's down a bit from last week, well below pandemic peaks, but double the numbers in mid-May. Most utilities tracking the virus in wastewater report either a steady increase or a plateau. Meantime, updated vaccines are expected to be available soon. Dr. Amy Ducrow from Kaiser Permanente, Colorado, says many people prefer to get a COVID-19 vaccine and one for the flu at the same time.
It's more efficient. People are busy, so getting in the office and getting the vaccines all at once is a time saver and makes sense.
Vaccines are expected to start arriving by mid-September. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
The Douglas County School Board has voted unanimously to place a $490 million bond on the November ballot. Michael Kemp is on the district's long-range planning committee. He says Dougco's capital needs exceed $1 billion over the next 10 years and says school buildings are community buildings.
They're where people have their rotary meetings. They're where people congregate, and they're where people pass by on their commutes. And so keeping these buildings in good repair is not only good for the students of the district, it's good for the community.
The bond would be used to upgrade aging schools and facilities and would construct two new elementary schools in growing areas of the county. A bond measure last year was narrowly defeated. Colorado law enforcement agencies would get a $350 million boost if voters approve a new ballot measure. Proposed Initiative 157 qualified for the November ballot Thursday. The one-time cash infusion would go toward officer recruitment and retention. This is CPR News and KRCC.